and welcome to MFR Farming for today, Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off, the news is about milk. And one of the big three dairy companies, Dairy Crest, has announced that they have lost the Tesco liquid milk contract. Now, you may remember us talking to dairy expert Ian Potter about the Muller takeover of Wiseman a few weeks ago, and he forecast a lot more repositioning, as he called it, to come in the dairy industry. This is just one more move on that road, which could eventually have a knock-on effect on farmers in the north, but just how it'll affect them remains to be seen. But for now, we're talking renewables, and there's a day coming up on Friday for those interested in making woodland work for them in heating their properties. Wood chip and wood pellet boilers are the topic of the day, and there's a lot of interest at the moment, particularly with renewable heat incentives, or RHIs, available from the government. Here's Charlotte Holland from Scottish Agricultural College, who's organising the day.
The morning is going to be at Navarre Estate, so we're going to be looking at the wood chip side of things, which will include a practical site walk and demonstration of their existing heating systems. We're also going to have a look at their chipping machines, and we've got a chap coming that will split logs. And then in the afternoon we'll be going up to Manteagle Farm, who have just installed a pellet system. The day is split into two halves, and it's really up to you whether you come for the whole day or if you just come in the morning or in the afternoon.
These wood chip systems, wood pellet systems, they're remarkably simple to use now, aren't they?
Yeah, in many situations you can actually just take out an oil boiler and put in a new pellet or chip boiler, so you don't need to redo your whole system or anything like that. They can be fully automated, or you could go to the basics of having to stack it yourself.
So it all kicks off when, Charlotte?
We are planning to start at 9:45 at Navarre. Then we'll run through our programme, aiming to have lunch about 12:30 and head up to Manteagle Farm, which we plan to kick off at 1:45. The day should hopefully round up at 4:00.
And everyone's welcome, but please contact the college if you're thinking of going on Friday. Inverness 233 266 is the number, and there's bound to be plenty of interest, with virtually every farm and estate suffering from high fuel costs and looking at all the options, including their woodland, as a potential source of fuel. We look forward to seeing you there on the day, but that's all from me for now. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farm.